You're listening to the Platte River Bard.
Omaha Fringe is gearing up and prepping for their 2024 festival. And to kick it off, they had an in-person lottery draw of 20 artists plus 6 alternate artists. We joined them and were able to talk separately with Nick Jansen, president of the board, and Laura Marsh, former board member and current artistic director. Fringe will be held on August 8th through the 11th, and their button art contest is open now until April 1st, so there is time to submit your art to win. And here are our two interviews with Nick and Laura. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Platte River Bard. This is Chris Berger.
And I'm Sherry Berger.
And we are here with Nick Jansen. He is the president of the board of Omaha Fringe, and we are at
the Blackstone Theater.
And the Fringe Lottery is this morning. Yep. We are sort of pre-lottery. Thank you so much for inviting us. And thank you so much for talking with us.
Yes,
thanks for being here. No, we're really excited. Today is our... We've sort of rebranded our lottery event this year because we're doing it in the afternoon. We found that like getting people in to be interested and want to talk, and otherwise it's just like a lottery, we're pulling names. We could do that by ourselves with no event, but we want to make it a bigger thing to bring more people in.
Fair enough.
Both for the festival itself, but also the Omaha arts community in general. I think, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years, and especially since the pandemic, like the way that we connect with each other as artists has changed a lot, and we want to bring back some of that community that the Omaha arts community, I think, really needs.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing today. It's coffee and connections is our little
excellent
little slogan today.
Love it.
Yeah, we were like, we need something alliterative.
Right.
I'm a sucker for it. Yes.
Yeah. No, so besides the board presidency, which is just sort of all the outside stuff helping run the organization.
Yes.
I'm the co-marketing coordinator. So I work with my marketing partner, Naomi Bates. Shout out Naomi. She's way better at this than me. and if she was here today, she would say a lot of much more amazing things than I will. But so we co-run everything and try to get the word out about Fringe. And we've been doing that for 2 years now.
Wow.
Nice.
I was just elected board president in January, which was really exciting. And I've been on the board since the board was a thing, because we just got our 501c nonprofit status.
Wonderful.
Okay.
A couple years ago. So we've been ramping up and building up. So we're officially a nonprofit. We've got a working board. We're moving forward and ready to grow.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, you've been doing a good job, because I'll tell you, I always see advertisements for Fringe even before I was in it, for Omaha Fringe. So good job there. It's never for want of not knowing it's been going on. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is really nice. And now, are you guys... Because I know last year you expanded to 3 venues.
Mm-hmm.
Are you keeping those 3 venues this year?
I can't say yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the
confidential.
Next podcast.
Yeah, that's the next podcast. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
But we are technically, I guess it's 4 venues, because we've been at UNO in both the theater and the
that's true. Yeah,
it was studio.
Two at UNO.
Right.
That's true.
So we are considered. We're still looking at 4 venues. We just don't know if it's the same 4 spaces we've been at before. There's some talks over the things, but I can't say anything yet.
Fair enough. I understand. I understand.
So you are looking also for some volunteers. So
yes.
People who are listening to this podcast can volunteer. Can you tell us what benefits there are for
being
a volunteer?
Totally. So most of our volunteer stuff comes around our front of house duties, because there's with 4 venues, there's a lot of things, positions we need to fill, from box office to ushers, greeters, just people who can travel from one venue to the next to tell people, oh, this is where you're supposed to go, direct this person this way, keep the restrooms clean, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
That we need help with. And luckily, some of our venues that we've used in the past come with their own staff, so that works out really well. But the ones that don't, we really need to stock up those volunteers and get people in. The great thing is, if you volunteer, you get a free full festival pass. So that's like, you can go to any Fringe show as many times as you want.
Wow.
As many times they're performing. You can't force them to perform an extra time. But so you get a free pass, and you can see any show as long as it's not while you're actively volunteering for that time, but which is pretty sweet because it's normally like a $75 value for that, which is already a huge discount if you're thinking about buying your fringe tickets already. Tickets are usually about $10, and then if you were to go to all 20 shows, you would be spending.
Yes.
The math is there.
Exactly.
Right. You're saving about $20-$15 if you get the full festival pass.
Mm-hmm.
And you can
deal.
See everything. If you see a show you really like, you can see it again and again and
you
again.
You can go back and see it again, for sure. Yeah, no, the volunteers, I thought, I've been able to participate for the last few years, and the volunteers, I got to tell you, are always helpful because I'm always at a venue or something, especially like the schools, because I don't go to school. So anytime we would go to UNO, I'm like, where do I go? I don't know where anything is. Please help me.
Right.
So
yeah, it's just that
they're
friendly
really
face.
Important. Yes, yeah. They've been very important for me anyway.
So if you volunteer, you can volunteer for a certain day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can volunteer for just one day, for just part of a day, for the entire festival if you really want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or different days.
Different times and then we assign to like venues based on where you're at and like how many days you're available in. So it's all based on your own individual availability and how much you want to put in. But we will take as much time as people are willing to give.
Nice.
Perfect. So. Okay.
Nice.
No,
nice.
That makes it easy because as someone who volunteers a lot.
Yes.
I was just going into it thinking that you might have to volunteer for the whole weekend. Sometimes that's a rough.
It is. Yeah. That was commitment. 4 days of festival. That's a lot. And I know that, and I have to be for all 4 days. And it's like.
Sure.
Yeah. So we, and regardless of how much you volunteer, you still get the benefit of the full festival
pass.
That's
great.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. So you've got also a button contest that you're doing, and you do that every year.
Yeah.
So you want to give us some of the parameters for that and where people can send those entries?
Totally, yeah. So you see it. Chris has some of those pins now.
Chris has all the buttons on his purse.
I like to wear all my buttons. I keep them from like every year of the fringe, and I have a little bag I carry around with all of them. So I'm excited to add the 2024 one soon.
Excellent.
Yes.
So we commission basically local artists to, or national artists, whoever wants to send in design. To send in designs for us submissions, and we will pick one based on a theme for that year and our core values of community, diversity, and creativity.
Cool.
Our core theme this year is 5 years of Omaha Fringe. I had to think about it because we're in that weird spot where a lot of companies are at where it's like, okay, 2020 kind of counted but kind of didn't. So technically it's 6 years of Fringe, but it's the fifth festival. So it's 5 years of Omaha Fringe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll go with that.
That's our big theme this year. So artists can submit designs for the button, which is sort of the pass for the festival. So everyone who comes to the festival has to purchase a button to get in.
Right.
Which then you purchase your tickets for whatever shows you're going for and with it. So the $5 button thing goes towards helping support the fringe, and then the money goes back to the artist. So
I love that idea.
So that's why the buttons exist. And we've been trying to help people understand that part of it too. It's like, why am I buying a button and a pass and a ticket?
Yeah.
It's where the money goes and how
the button goes to...
To the fringe.
The fringe, and then the actual ticket money goes to all the artists that are putting the thing on.
Yep, the majority percentage of that ticket money goes back.
Excellent.
So.
That's
that
great.
Is excellent.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So people can send submissions to, we have a link in all our socials on the website, we'll have a link up. The contest actually opens on the day of this recording, on March 2nd, and will go through April 1st. And it's free to send a submission in, and then we will select it. That then design will be used not only on our button, but also on marketing for the entire festival. So we'll use it on our website, on postcards, on posters. We'll send it to the artist to put on things.
Nice.
And we credit the artist, of course, and so their name gets out there. We'll market them as much as we can. So like they have socials, emails, websites. We'll put that out so people can find them and find their work. And they get sort of a special little honor at the festival for. Our winning button design.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And then that incorporates a lot of visual artists into the fringe, which I love that when you can combine arts, since we all help each other.
Yes,
no, for sure.
So then you're going to have the lottery today, and you've got some fun things looking like you're going to set up for a good little party here.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that you also throw a party closer to Fringe. Mm-hmm. Is that still going to happen this year as well?
Yeah. And I wish I could say more.
Oh,
it's so
okay.
It's like all these things were planned. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
I know.
It's all right.
We're like too early in the year yet, but like it'll be a little bit different than we've done in the past. I will say it'll be hopefully a little more party. Party. So
well, that's good. It sounded like a party before too.
Yeah. So we're hoping to ramp up the fun in it and really make it a bigger event.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, so we the preview party of the past that we're referring to usually happens on a Monday before the festival.
Okay.
And we invite all the artists to come in. So usually all our artists are in town by that point. And they'll be teching throughout the week. So they usually all come in, we all party together, meet each other, connect, and everyone gets to preview their show, do a little part of it so we can get see what they're... It's like a sneak peek
of
the Fringe. We'll still be doing some of that, but it's going to look a little bit different this year. We don't like really know a ton about what the shows that are coming in before they get selected. Mm-hmm. We do it via lottery, so that's why we're here today. We're going to select the names. We've not, beyond the titles and the names of people producing, we've not read anything about their stuff. And we don't ask people to send anything about a description of the show or anything. It's just their name and the title and a couple other little logistical things.
Sure.
So it's all based on just like, if you want to put your work out there, we're providing a platform for you to do that. We don't care what it is. We don't care what the, if you've ever done it before, if you've, you know, if this is your first time doing a circus act, come on in. We would love to have you.
Right.
But we do, you know, we do plays. We also do music, dance, comedy. We've had puppets. We've had a magician in the past. So it's all arts, all performing arts, and anyone is able to apply and potentially be a part of the festival. So.
Oh, I love that. Well, and then you'll get busy reading.
Yes.
And so is that, does the whole board have to read, or do you have designated people to read?
No, basically once artists are selected, they are off on their own, basically until we'll check in a couple times to make sure like things are at where they need to be. We send like a writer out to know what they need tech-wise.
Oh, okay.
But it's mostly just up to the artist then to produce their own work and rehearse and get it ready.
Okay.
And then we don't see them again until tech at like 2 days before the festival.
Yeah,
they come in and they put it all together.
Okay.
So on our side of things, we're just sort of coordinating the actual space itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the artists come in and bring all the magic in. Yeah.
So it's really kind of a surprise.
It is. We get to know a little bit, and I get a little more on the marketing side of things. I usually meet all the artists at some point. Between Naomi and I, we interview and post things for people and take photos for people and all throughout the summer. And then, so it's less of a surprise for me, but it is really exciting, and you never know what you're going to get into the Fringe Festival. So,
do you see a lot of your playwrights? Do they have a lot of, are they part of a support like the Great Plains Theater Commons, or do they get support for their playwriting? Are they all kind of working with someone, or they really do work
by themselves? It's a mix. Yeah, there's some that come from production companies that are like collectives of people working. Sometimes it's individuals submitting things. It really just, and that's kind of the beauty of it. It's like it's anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we might have a couple. We have had people who have put things into the Great Plains Theater Conference before and then have submitted their plays to us. And then the kind of caveat there with Great Plains, like they help produce and they do a lot of the producing themselves in house there. We're like, you got to produce it yourself, but here's the festival for you to premiere it at, and we're paying you to do it.
So they just have to submit their play with a submission fee, and then
once you're in, you're off and running.
Yeah.
And we check in, but we don't really require anything beyond like you have to have your show ready by the time you're here.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's beyond just like plays. Like we have a couple music acts that applied this year. Mm-hmm. We have four or five dance troupes that applied this year, and some who have been in multiple years. Lots of improv comedy groups.
I want to say last year you had like a 10-minute musical or something.
Yeah. Oh, they're great.
Well.
The Heroes Journey. It's a Pandemic at the Disco. They're actually, I think if they get in this year, I think it'll be 4 years in a row that they've been drawn to the lottery.
Nice.
And I think they did a lot of the backline too. Before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think they're there like once a month or something, but they're super funny, and we'd be really happy to have them again. We were really happy to see they applied again. So
cool.
Fingers crossed they get pulled today.
Wonderful. And hopefully we won't have anyone that goes away too sad.
Well, here's the great thing. Because even after we pick our 20 artists, we then do a lottery for the waiting list. So even if an artist doesn't get selected out of our 20 official selections, the likelihood that somebody will drop between now and the festival is like pretty moderate. Like usually one or two people that realize, I'm not ready for this, we need to go, or something happens, they can't make it.
Yeah.
We call in people from our waiting list. So we'll have about a 10-slot waiting list artists in reserve who like would say, hey, just be ready just in case.
Gosh.
And
yeah.
And that, I think last year we went through our whole waiting list. So the likelihood that the waiting list gets selected is pretty high, because it is like a really, it's sort of an intense process, right? Like you get selected and then you're like, oh, we got to go. We got to get it ready.
Yeah, and well, that's true. Well, and today is March 2nd. So the day is the day you select. Now, what are the actual dates of Omaha Fringe this year? It's 4 days, you said.
Yes, it's August 8th to the 11th.
Okay.
I think that's about the same range we've been the last couple of years.
I'm going to say it was always first weekish or so of August. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First couple of weeks.
Pardon me. Yes,
indeed.
So
is it two weekends again this year?
It's just one weekend, yeah. We've done 2 weekends in the past, and I think a couple of years ago we did 2 weekends.
Yeah.
We switched to a 1 weekend model.
And with 3 locations.
Three locations. More shows in for people. And then it was helpful for people because we have people applying not just within Omaha.
Right.
We have national and international artists that have applied in the past, so it gives them a chance to, like, if they only have to be in town for 1 week to do the party and tech and then do the festival, and then they're out, and then some of them are touring on to the next Fringe.
Right.
We had a show in last year that was touring. She was in Florida, and then she was in Canada, and then she came to us, and then she went off to DC or something of that nature. So she was touring Fringes all over the country. And that's pretty common among Fringe festivals. Mm-hmm. So we picked a slot based on the other fringes in the area so people could potentially
so
tour.
So you could catch some of the people who like to tour. Nice.
Right.
Good idea.
Good.
For sure.
Well, we're excited. I know we like to support Fringe every year. We were able to talk to Tamar, during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So we're really glad that we're able to continue to talk to you every year and try to help support it.
For sure.
So
Well, thank you for being
here.
No,
thank you for having us.
Absolute joy.
So. Thank you for having us. Thank you for talking to us.
Yes. All right, and now we get to talk to Laura Marsh. She is the artistic director for the Omaha Fringe. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you
for talking with us.
Live and in person this time.
Yes, we are here on Lottery Day.
I appreciate you both being here and being with Omaha Fringe.
We appreciate you talking to us. This is an exciting time for you. And this is something new that you've done this year. And you've just gotten done being on the board, but still here at work, hard at work.
Yes, yes. Yeah, you know, every board should roll over and have some changes, have new blood, have different ideas, and have some history, and yet new ideas roll in and combine the two to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our staff members, Jason Levering, rolled off the staff, so that leaves me and Tamar. So I'm artistic director now, and Jason is on the board for a time, still helping see the transition through board position. But, you know, you just got done talking to Nick. We've got Nick and Naomi Bates is part of the team, and some other members from the community that I know you all have met with before, talked with, and heard their names. So we're appreciative of all of them.
Oh, no, we're excited. And so tell us a little bit about how you've been prepping for today.
Yes. So you mentioned that we're doing something different, and we are. Sometimes these events can be, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want to make it formal, or do you really want to just make it, let's have a relaxing time, let's have some fun?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we've been thinking about how to make it a little bit more of a networking event, and we actually had feedback from last year about more networking, people getting to know one another.
Yeah.
You know, you have the applicants come in, it's a little bit of preaching to the choir as far as getting the people to come and be a part of the lottery. So we really don't want that. We really want Omaha to know and learn and understand what Omaha Fringe is, what it means to them, why they should attend. I think I mentioned a little bit of that last year, mm-hmm. but we need to keep that growth and that awareness up. And part of that is by opening our events. And while they've never been closed off, people haven't really known that they're open for everybody as well. Mm-hmm. So this is not a day just for applicants.
Yeah.
We would like them to bring friends, we'd like the word to get put out there and bring their friends, enjoy, expand the networking. And then the whole point is for people to chat and network. So while we're here for the lottery, we are actually gonna have more networking.
Cool.
Yeah.
Breaking bread, so to speak.
Right. Yes.
And then intermix the lottery drawings throughout the short afternoon.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So tell us, how do you, what is your role then as artistic director for this? Do you want to tell us kind of what your role is?
Sure. A part of it is always figuring out when you roll into a new position, right? But I know I have certain goals that I've been chatting with the board and Tamar about, and part of that is increasing our demographic, right? Increasing the awareness to Omaha, to not bring back in the same 200 people mm-hmm. every year. But for the community to understand, it's for everybody, and again, why it exists and what makes it so different from some of the other theaters. So that's a big challenge in working with the entire group, that awareness issue. And I'm not on the marketing team, so I just, you know, have ideas, present, we'll see what takes off. Mm-hmm. Quality for me has always been a part of what my work has been about. So while Fringe, the nature of Fringe Theater is a bit, you get what you get, you don't know what you're going to walk into.
Right.
Walking into a comedy, a magician, a play, or whatever, I still would like to make sure the artists are set up for success and that the audiences are set up for success too. So if this means making sure we have all the support, you know, whether it be lights, sound, if there are concerns about getting from one venue to the other, how can I help the artistic teams have a great experience that then continues with our audiences and vice versa, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, our audiences need to be there. They need to be able to project all those feels so that the actors and the and the entertainers can feel that energy and feed off of them and, you know, that whole circle. So, and then expand on that a little bit. It's just the growing.
Yeah.
You know, we've survived the pandemic.
Yes.
We got the
501c3.
Yes. That's great.
We grew a bit. That. Thank you so much. Yes. And we've grown a bit the last couple of years, but now we've got to make sure we keep growing.
Yeah.
And part of that's interaction with all the other venues, expanding more to not just theaters. I would like to, for example, go down the old market, go to Exarban Village, get to know the musicians and the poets and the, you know, the other artists, and let them know that we exist so that they could potentially put in for applicants in future years, right? And this just creates more diversity in the entertainment our Fringe can provide our audiences. So
wow,
that's a great idea. I like doing the idea of doing this in not just theaters, but different kinds of venues and stuff like that. I think we were just talking with
Nick.
Nick, before that, Old School Shakespeare on our last podcast.
Jay. Mm-hmm.
And they like to do Shakespeare in bars and coffee houses and unexpected places. And I think that's a really neat, I think that's great. I love that idea, and I love that more people around Omaha are thinking about that. It's like, it doesn't have to be just the theater. Like, Old Market is perfect. Old Market is perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love that.
So you've expanded to 3 locations again this year. So that's exciting to have stuff going. 3 locations.
We do.
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, we can't totally reveal it just yet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, well, we, you know, it's pretty obvious we've got the partnership with Blackstone again.
Yeah.
For sure.
UNO is our main partner since we've started this thing. So those two.
Which is nice.
Venues are
those
not
two
a
you can confirm.
Yes. Okay, yes. Count on okay. So
but the other two we're waiting on. And part of that is, you know, we're in conversation with a couple of spaces, and part of that is depends on the results of today's lottery and what's going to be appropriate venue for
what
comes through
whatever
the lottery.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure.
So conversations are being had.
Oh, that's exciting.
That's cool. Big, and I don't know whether you even know this or want to say, but a big. Did you guys have a lot of submissions this year?
We did.
Okay.
We did.
Excellent.
You could always use more, right? And
because
that's back to, like, some are alumni, some are new.
Right.
Okay. Would love to see the percentages of both go up, right?
Right.
For sure.
You get alumni back, you get some favorites back, you get people obviously are happy and want to participate again. But you always need the new as well for your audiences mainly.
Yeah.
You know, they want to see new people, new acts, new everything. Mm-hmm. So.
For sure. I'm just hoping that the little play that I may or may not get to direct will be in this year. But yeah, new playwright stuff, which is always fun, which I think is a cool thing about Omaha Fringe is when you do see plays, it's always by local folks, and it's almost always something like brand new. Which is or newish, you know what
in,
I mean?
In Omaha,
Yes.
As far as Fringe, that is the nature of it, that it's always new. Or at least new to us.
Correct.
They're always original. And they may be people from out of town.
Which nobody has seen here. Yeah, right. Yeah, if it's from out of town. But I always thought that was a neat, just another neat way for local playwrights to showcase things.
Yeah, and I don't think it's just about the playwrights, as much as I love playwrights and theater.
No, absolutely.
You know, anybody listening to this right now, if you have not turned in your application for this year, we still encourage you to attend the festival. I'm hoping we'll have another event between now and the festival.
Yeah.
But, okay, okay.
So still working on that. But, you know, come to the festival, see what we're all about, and be thinking about what you'd want to apply in January.
It.
Whether it's, I mean, it could be a musical actor. Maybe it's somebody who is a writer, acoustic guitar, or whatever, you know, or a band, you know, a new magic act. I think about the poet who's had a lot of exposure on the news in the last year downtown with the typewriter. And,
yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be fabulous for her to come in?
Yeah,
cool
would that be?
Do you hear me? Come on. Just always new and different artists would be wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and I've had some friends who have done it down in Kansas City, and they're... they are definitely a different type of performers. They'll do clowning and mime and circus type of things. Heck, two of them were literally circus performers for Barnum and Bailey for a while, and so they'd come in and they would do all new fresh stuff. They're like, okay, well let's do something new.
Yeah,
you know, and they do, and it always goes over well because you know it seems like people that turn up at these kind of places, if you're motivated enough to go, hey, I got a show, I'm gonna put my name in the hat, it's probably gonna be good. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like nobody's making them do it. They didn't, you know, they're like, oh, hey, I got here. Look, I got something for you.
Exactly.
Okay, which is nice, which is always nice.
Well, thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for letting us come and talk to you about it. And I think this is going to be a really exciting year now that things are kind of calmed down and doesn't have to be so COVID-y.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
I agree. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here and allowing us this opportunity. And keep tuned for the next events.
Yes, we absolutely will. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening and supporting the arts in the Platte River area and beyond. Please subscribe to our podcast so you are sure to catch all of our future episodes and join us on social media. See you next time on the Platte River Bard.